So we were discussing Atmaka. Today is the last class for the Atmaka. Then after that we'll move to Anatma. So Atmaka, what were the definition given by Shankaracharya? Say stula sushma karan sarir vyaktita pancha kosatita avastatra sachi sachidananda sarupa. So he discussed in detail what is sthul sarir, what is sushma sarir, what is karan sarir, and what are the panchakosas. So we have to go beyond these three bodies, beyond these five kosas, and then avasthatray sachi, he is the witness of three states: jagrat avastha, waking state, dream state, and deep sleep state. After discussing so long, now the seeker was impatient, the student was impatient. Atma Tariki, tell me. What is this Atma? Tell me, you are discussing about the Anatma, Anatma, Anatma. Sthul Sarir is Anatma, Sushma Sarir is Anatma, Karan Sarir is Anatma, all Pancha Kosha is Anatma, Jagrat Avastha, Sapna Avastha, Susupta Avastha is Anatma. Tell me, what is there anything? After negating all these things, you want to say, negate everything. It's beyond Trasari, it's beyond Pancha Kosati. That I have to negate all these things. If I negate everything, tell me, kuch hai ki nahi uska baad mein, aapna tariki, tell me. Then, teacher says, Satchidananda Sarupa. It is Sat, Chit, and Anand. So what is Sat? The Sat definition we have seen, Kala Trayepi Tishtati Iti Sat. That which remains for three periods of time. Three periods of time is past, present, and future. You see, a thing can be there in present, may not be in the past, may not be in the future. Or a thing may be in the past, it may be in the present, may not be in the future. Or there may be other combinations also. But the experience of all the three, all these things, all these objects, is always present. I was present in the past, I am present in the present, I will be present also in the future also. So this I is the Sat. Continuously, ceaselessly, beginninglessly, it is existing. Continuously this I exists. I am, amness. Amness is continuously there, ceaselessly there. Then after that, we also saw in our last class that tishtati means stays there without any modification. The whole world we find there is always changes, there is always modification. But this tishtati, kal trayapi tishtati, without any modification, we think, we see the things changing. They depreciate. But here, this sat is without any modification, it's continuously it is there. That is why we call it nitya. And we have seen there are two types of nitya. One is the pravahi nitya and other is the kutastha nitya. What is this pravahi nitya or parinami nitya? It's continuously flowing. Like a river is flowing. It's not the same water we are seeing. The water has flown. But there is a continuity of it. We call it pravahi nitya. And what is the kutastha nitya? Kutastha means? Kut means anvil. Like a blacksmith you have seen. You won't be able to find here. In India you will find blacksmith making lot of things on that anvil. So things change. A hot iron you can make into different shapes. But the anvil on which he hammers, it remains the same. Similarly, this kutastha in us, the Atman, is kutastha, on which all changes are happening. Changes in our body, gross body, changes in our subtle body, changes in our causal body, is continuously happening. Another, Jagrat Avastha, Swapna Avastha and Susupti Avastha are coming. These are also changes. Every day we undergo these three states. This is also happening. But this I is not the same thing which we have studied as Vishwa, Tejas and Pragya. What is this word? Vishwa, Tejas and Pragya we have studied. Ego identified with the gross body is called Vishwa. Technical name given, Vishwa. Ego identified with the subtle body is called Tejas. And ego identified with causal body is called Pragya. So this Atman is not Vishwa, Tejas and Pragya. It's different from that. Truly speaking, he is Kalatita. He is not bound by time. He is even beyond time. And how he pervades? How he pervades the whole world? How he pervades? As? Many times I've said it. As a principle of existence. We tell our children, God is everywhere, God is everywhere, God is everywhere. Who is this God? Satchidananda. How he pervades the whole world? Sat, sat, ichness, 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 ichness is everywhere. The chair is, table is, fan is, sun is, moon is, stars are. This ichness is continuously there. But that ichness you cannot see with this eye. For that you have to have this I. Ignorance is always there. So our journey is from known to unknown. We don't know Atman, but we know Anatman. All anatma vastus are changing and modifying. They are not staying in three periods of time. Therefore, they are called asat. They are not sat. And atman is definitely different from all anatma. So it has to be sat. If whole world, whole anatma is asat, then that thing which is different from anatma vastu has to be sat, existent. Whole anatma vastu is inert. And he is different from anatma. So he has to be sentient. So he has to be chit. Whole anatma vastu will give you sorrow. Why that will give you sorrow? Because it is changing and perishable. It will give you sorrow. And atma is different from anatma. Therefore, it has to be other than the dukh swaru. So it is sukh swaru. You see, how we got Satchitanand? We are traveling from known to unknown. These words are all indicators. In the world all the things are asat, so he has to be sat. In the world, all things are inert, so he has to be sentient. Chit. In the whole world, it is changing and perishable, it is duksvarup, so he has to be sukhsvarup. Sat, chit, anand. These are all indicators to that tattva. How can I perceive that Satchitanand? Can I perceive with my this intellect, gross intellect? No. You require subtle intellect. And that subtle intellect you will get by purification of your mind. When the mind is purified, you will be able to grasp it. What else is needed? Three types of grace are needed. Rather, four types of grace. Shastra Kripa, Guru Kripa, Ishwar Kripa, and Gaur. You see, Ishwar Kripa is always available. Ishwar is always showering His grace continuously. It depends whether we are available to take that grace or not. Shastra Kripa is also available. Guru Kripa is also available. Only few people are available to that take Kripa. Atma Kripa is there. You are getting it. Others are not getting it. Grace is needed. Then what is this chit? Chit kim? Jnana Sarupa. Shankaracharya said, it is Jnana Sarupa. It is of the nature of absolute knowledge. What is this absolute knowledge? It is awareness. It illuminates everything. It requires no other assistance. It is not a borrowed thing from anybody. It is its own true nature. That is awareness. And how it is experienced. In existence, we experience I am, I am, I am. For knowing this existence, you don't need your spouse certificate that you are living. You don't need. Do you need any other instrument to tell you that you are living? No. I am, I am. And how is it? I know I am. That is the chit. Chit part is I know I am. That is the chit part. Then this after that, the classic example given by Mahatma is that I know I am as I am through I am. I know is the subject. I know, subject. I know I am as I am. That is the object. And how I know? Through I am. Instrument. So subject, object, instrument, all in one. That shows the Swaprakash Satta, self-effulgent. It requires no other instrument to express. Swaprakash Satta. And it is the final luminosity. It is final luminosity. We think we are seeing the object, eyes are seeing. But who is giving power to the eyes? We know it is the mind giving power. Who is illuminating the mind? That Sakshi. That Atman, that consciousness. But we cannot see that consciousness as an object. You can never see that consciousness as an object. Inside our mind, all our thoughts are being illumined by that consciousness. Whatever object comes, I am perceiving a book or a pen or a stick or a chair. What goes inside is the thought of those objects. These thoughts are also inert. Who is illuminating that? That Chaitanya is illuminating. Thoughts are coming, going. Thoughts are coming and going. But the illuminator is the same. One illuminator is always there. Can anyone illumine that? Can anyone illumine that? No. Nobody can illumine. nobody can illuminate. Even in the darkness when you are there, you require nothing. For seeing an object, what we need a space. If I put this is here, very close to my eyeballs, I will not be able to see it. I need a space. I need light. But for knowing yourself, even in the dark room, you don't need any space. You don't need any light there. You know that you exist. This Swarup of Atma is Jnana Swarup. It is not knowledge of something, it is knowledge itself. What do you mean by knowledge of something? Knowledge of something is the arena of your mind and intellect. You want to learn physics, chemistry, whatever subject you want to learn, you have to learn it through the thoughts. Vritti, through the thoughts it comes to the mind. But who is illuminating the mind? That Chaitanya Swarup, that gives you the Satta. So that is the knowledge itself. It is not knowledge of knowing. That doesn't mean that you will be knower of all worldly things, you will be scientist knowing everything. A jnani will not say that I have become the physicist also, I am the chemist also, I have become doctor also, I have become engineer, I have got the whole knowledge. No. That doesn't mean that realization means that you know everything. No. That is the idea of your mind and intellect. And who is empowering, who is illuminating this mind and intellect equipment? Yes, sir. Very good. Self is the substratum of all three states. Avastha tre sakshi we have seen. Jagrita avastha, waking state. Then dream state and deep sleep state. They come and go. And he is the sakshi. And during this state, we get the up and downs. We experience a lot of things. We get joy and sorrows. And these joy and sorrows are of self or mind?
Mind.
Self is not affected. Can you prove it? I have proved many times. Can you prove it? Do you remember how to prove it? By seeing a red rose, my eyes never become red. When my eyes have got cataracts, my mind don't become dull. So mind is not affected by the cataract of the eyes. Eyes never got affected by the seeing the sense objects. Apply the same formula on the self. Who is illuminating the mind? In the mind also the thoughts are coming, good and bad, sukh and dukh, we are experiencing every day. Drigev, the sakshi, or the chaitanya, or the atman is not affected. Will you remember that now? How many times I have said that? Many, empty number of times. So self is not affected by any of the sukh and dukh of body, mind and intellect. It's proved. Then what is this ananda kaha? The definition given is sukh swarupaha. What is this ananda? It's a sukh swarupaha. And this sukh is, how is this? This is ceaseless, beginningless sukh. Satchidana. And who is that Satchidana? Is he somewhere in the heaven? Where is he? You all say here only, inside the shrine, not outside the shrine. How do you say you are Sat? I am existing. How do you say you are Chit? I am able to understand. I am able to see, hear, touch, taste. That is Chit part. And Anand? You have experienced Anand. And the only source of Ananda is that? Our own self. Each thing tends to go to its towards nature. Boil water in a kettle, leave it, it will come down to its room temperature. Freeze it, again it will come back to its normal nature. It will come back to its nature. I always desire happiness. Why? Because that is my nature. That is why I desire it. Dukh, sorrow is burden on me. I don't like it. But sukh, I like it. Not only I. All beings of the world, they like sukh only. Everybody wants sukh. All actions, all our actions are for sukh. All actions. Since I am Sukh Swarupa, so that is why I want Sukh, 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 Sukh. Guruji said, a thing is dear to me only when it gives me joy. My house, my car, my children, they give me Sukh. That is why I love them. Is it not so? I love my children, I love my house. I love my car. Why? Why do you love? Because they give me sukh. I love my house as it is a place that gives me comfort and joy. I love myself the most. I love others for my sake. Because they give me happiness. That is why I love them. Once they start giving you sorrow, you hate them. Is it not so? You hate them after that. But I love myself unconditionally, totally, eternally. Therefore, I must be the source of absolute happiness. A relation between love and happiness. I love because they give me happiness. I love myself most because I am the source of happiness. Happiness is me. Happiness is not outside. Happiness is me. There is a sorrow in finitude. The self is beyond time, space and object. It is infinite, hence the nature of absolute happiness. This we have already proved. Finitude, anything which is limited in time and space will give you sorrow. Why? Because those are all anatma. All are changing and perishable. And atma is definitely different from anatma. If anatma is dukh swarup, then atma has to be sukh swarup. Each thing tends to move towards its own nature. I always desire happiness, which is my true nature. I am Satchidananda. We have proved many times. We are Satchidananda. My nature is never a burden to me. Happiness is never a burden to me, while the sorrow is. But why I am not experiencing it? I have got the happiness. I am the source of happiness. I am Satchidananda. Still, why I am not experiencing it? Guruji said, the desires in my mind for objects veil this happiness. The desires in my mind veils. How desires act? It is with me. In BMI chart you will find Om is with me, Atman is with me. And it is Satchidananda Swarupa, it is the Ananda Swarupa, the only source of happiness. Still I am not experiencing. Why? Because the desires builds. How the desires come? It is because of our vasanas. What are vasanas? Likes and dislikes, tendencies. According to my likes and dislikes, the vasana, a desire will come at the intellect level, then mind will start doing the sankalpa vikalpa, how should I fulfill this? And then once it is decided, from the body I will act. And once the action is done, the fruit of action will come. When I enjoy or suffer that fruit of action, the impression again there will be on the vasanas. And this cycle continuously goes on. We call it anarthakari parampara. Anarthakari parampara, avidya, ignorance, then comes the kaam, the desire, and then karma. Avidya, kaam, karma, avidya, kaam, karma. This karma will leave again an impression as vasana. Vasana is nothing but avidya. Avidya, kaam, karma, avidya, kaam. Millions of lives we have done only this thing. We are not able to come out of this cycle of avidya, kaam, karma. That is why it is called anarthakari parampara. It's a parampara continuously coming. Very good. Then, how to come out of this? How to come out of this? We have to come out now. So for coming out, first we have to learn what is the problem. Problem now we have understood. Ignorance, avidya, kaam, karma, avidya, kaam, karma. And how it is working? It is tying you in the anatma vastu. In vasana, BMI, PFT, OET, you are tied down. In Gita, it is said, guna gunesu vartante. Guna means, my body is made of sattva, rajas, and tamas. Isn't it, sir? And all beings' bodies are also made of? All objects are also made of? So, with whom I am interacting? This sattva, rajas, tamas, or in abbreviation we will call it guna. This guna is interacting with other guna. Is it not so? Guna guna subartante, that is happening, that is all. Whole world is transacting only guna guna subartante. We are tied down in this guna only. And this desire has covered that Atman. Like the cloud covers sun. But they cannot take the sun sign. Can the cloud take away the sun sign? No. Similarly, the desire has covered our Atman. But can that desire take away my happiness? No. Happiness is there. But it is covered. Very good. People have got a wrong conception about this bliss. They think this bliss is like something like we get joy and sorrow from the world. So when we get joy, we throw a party. I got a lottery ticket, $1 million. Throw a party. So if I get that bliss, so will that be 24-hour party, 365 days? Is it like that? No. Don't compare it with the worldly sukh. Worldly sukhs are just like the waves on the ocean. It's only on the surface. Up and down, up and down, up and down, it's on the surface. Go deep down, you'll find the ocean is peaceful. There is no disturbance down. In the deep inside, all disturbance are on the surface. So similarly, all these disturbances of sukh dukh are where? In your mind. Go behind the mind. You will find that consciousness. How to go there? formula. Small equation I have told you many times. Consciousness plus thought is equal to, and you all know algebra, mind minus thought is equal to, so how you can reach that state, consciousness? Mind minus thought. So at present we have got many thoughts. From many thoughts you come to one thought. That is why we have got the japa, in the meditation also see, we give you a mantra, do this thing, this thing. That means, then on that one thought will also drop. Kata. Thoughtless day. You come there. Then after that, Shankaracharya said, evam sachidananda swarupam swa-atmanam bijaniyat. Don't think that Sachidananda is somewhere else. It is your Atma. It's not outside. Sachidananda Swarupam Swa-Atmanam. You know that it's not outside. It is with you. Very good. Guruji says, a rose is fragrant to smell, red in color and soft to feel. The smell, color and touch are three aspects of the same rose. Similarly, Sat, Chit, Anand are three aspects of that consciousness. These are all the indicators toward that. Are they different from each other? Is sat is something different, chit is different, the anand is different? No. If sat is not chit, then sat become inert. If sat become inert, it is perishable. If chit is without sat, then it becomes non-existence. That is also not acceptable to us. So sat is chit, sat and chit is anand. It's one and the same. So how can I get it? How can I get it? The first thing is required is the purification of mind. The purification of mind means, what are the impurities with us is the vasana. What is this vasana? Kaam, krodh, moh, mad, matsarya. These are the impurities. First we have to remove these impurities. These impurities are the curtain in between me and my Lord. Because the desire always throws me out to the world. Jagat mein bhej deta hai always. I want this, I want this, I want this. He is sitting behind. But I am running out, extrovert. Then after the purification of mind, what we have to do? So it is said, Atma vare drashtabhya, srotabhya, mantabhya, nididhyasitabhya. You should know Atman by how? Srotabhya. You have to listen. Can I study myself and reach there? No. Why? By studying the medical books only, I can't become doctor. Can I become doctor? No. So by studying the scriptures, my own, you have to come under the Guru Shishya Parampara. You have to get that knowledge from there. Otherwise you will not get it. Srotabhya. Then I am an intelligent person. Whatever is written, I doubt. Pata nahi hoga ki nahi hoga. I am ready to accept the advice of a panwala. I want to go this place, this street, where is this street? The panwala will tell me, go this way, the turn left and right and this, I am ready to walk that way. But if my guru says, do karma yoga, bhakti yoga, I doubt. Then what will happen? Will you reach your destination? If you doubt, you will not start traveling. Nahi hoga. So that is why to remove your doubts, you have to do reflect on that. It may so happen that my intellect may not be able to grasp it now. But many Mahatmas, many Sant have already travelled that path. And they have reached their destination. So whatever is stated here is Correct. If you have got this Shraddha, then it will happen. At present what we have got, this is the Paroksha Anubhuti, it's only intellectual, gymnastic. We have proved this way, formula laga diya ho gaya mana. No, you have to experience Aparoksha Anubhuti, that is me, that is to be, that is required. Good, Atman is over. Now, we come see what we have done so far. In the beginning we have seen what is Sadhan Chatushtaya, right? And the methodology of inquiries also we have seen. Atman Satyam Tadanyat Sarvam Mithyeti. That was the method of inquiry. And then after that, we have seen the definition of Atman. And we came to know also certain things while we are studying the definition. We came to know five great elements. You remember Sthul Sarir and Sukshma Sarir? Sthul Sarir made of Panchikrit Panchamahabhute and Sukshma Sarir made of both are made of Panchamahabhute. One is the center, other is the cross. So this five great elements we came to know. So that is the material cause for the cross body and center body. Also we have already seen five organs of perception, their function, their deities. That also we have seen. Five organs of action also we have seen, their function, their deities. We made the chart and all that. Then after that, five prana, prana, apan, vayam, udam, saman, that also we have studied. We also studied mind and intellect. These are the 17 parts. See, subtle body, 5, 5, 5, 15, 16, 17. Five organs of perception, five organs of action, panch prana, man and buddhi. These 17 parts we have studied. The subtle body consists of 17 parts. Gross body also we have studied. What is this causal body? We have studied the causal body, avidya, and the two visheshans, two adjectives given to avidya, anadi and anirvachani. Anadi and anirvachani. So we have seen these already covered. So this comes to 5, 10, 15, 20, 24 and 1, 20. This is what we have already studied. Then new terminology we will see is going to come. Is one is the Brahmanda, then is the Pindanda and An. What is Brahman? Matter, total, universe, whole world, all Brahman, cosmos, everything. Then will come the Pindanda, the microcosm, that is individual. This is Pindanda. And all pindas together is called Brahmanda. In the Brahmanda, this is also pind. Yours is also pind. All are pinda. Pinda. And what is undigit? Lung. Either it will be whole or pa. So in Brahmanda, anda is there. In Pindanda, anda is there. So this Brahmanda and pinda is going to come. So this is microcosm individual, macrocosm is the total gross body we have seen, individual gross body made of five great elements. Panchikrita manchapahamutai. And what is the total gross body? Total physical gross world which is perceived, example sun, moon, etc. Those everything is made of five gross elements. So this is Brahmanda, this is Pindanda, this is individual, this is total. And ego identified with the individual is called Vishwa, and you have not studied this, but this also I have written, it is called Virat. Then the subtle body, individual subtle body is made of five subtle elements. And all countless subtle bodies in 14 worlds, whole cosmos,
That also is made of five great elements. Human, animal, whatever you see in the whole cosmos, that also is made of five great elements. Ego identified with the subtle body in individual is called Tejas, and with the total we call it Hiranyagarbha. This word has not yet come in your Tattva project, but just for your knowledge, see Hiranyagarbha. Causal body is avidya at the individual level. Same thing at the Brahman level, at macro level, we call it Maya. Avidya and Maya. And ego identified with this individual is called Pragya. This word has already come in Tattva Bodh, Pragya. And it is called over here Ishwar. So what is Atman? Atman is it? One conditioning, and inside that is called Atman is C1. What is Brahman? The total, the whole cosmos and the substratum of the whole cosmos is C2 Brahman. This C1 and C2 is nothing but the consciousness. Either it is a small pind or the whole Brahmanda consciousness is C. Have you got it? You all become realized. You are all withdrawn. Now starts with the, for any creation, we have seen there are only two things, na? Atma and Anatma. And we also know that Atma is Akarta. He is Nikamma, he does nothing. Atma. And now the creation has to come in. How it will come? So we need Ishwar there. So there is one Brahman. He has got a power called Maya. But for the creation, we need another entity. It is called Ishwar. Jeev, Jagat and Ishwar. So we will discuss further. What are these 24 tattvas? We will just read the
next chapter. We start with the universe. Page number 67. अथ चतुर्विंशत तत्वोत्पत्ति प्रकारं वक्ष्यामः वक्ष्यामः वी विल एक्सपाउंड. शंकराचार्य इज नॉट सेइंग अहम वक्ष्यामः इज नॉट सेइंग दिस इज व्हाट वी हैव रिसीव्ड इन गुरु शिष्य परंपरा. ही इज नॉट क्लेमिंग दैट ही इज गोइंग टू टेल. Vachyama means we will expound. What we learn? Atha, Chaturvinsata, Chaturvinsata, 20 plus 4, 24. Item, Tattva Utpatti Prakaram. Tattva Utpatti, how they came. Why they came, we will not explain. How they came, that will be explained. Don't ask why. Why world was created? Don't ask that. No question. But how it came, we will explain to you. So out of this 25 items there, except avidya, those 24 items, how they came into existence, that will be explained. You got it? 25 minus 1. Which one is minus? Avidya. Avidya. So 24 items means 5 great elements, panch mahabhut, panch gyanendriya, panch karmendriya, panch, prana and 4 antahkaran. Antahkaran chatushtay, man, buddhi, chitta, ahankara. So this 24, how they came into existence, how they evolved, that will be taken up. in our neck. So Atma is over. Now we'll go into Anatma. Purnamada Purnamida Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamiva Vasishyate Shanti, Shanti, Hari Om, Shri Guru Pranam, Hari Om.